That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy.
Yeah!
Happy New Year's Eve, ladies and gentlemen. It's New Year's Eve. It's championship week. So all of you who have championships, I know we got a lot to dig into. So we got a little party going on. We got a little fun on our show. Fred, by the way, I would take that off because all you can hear is a lot of static.
All right, cool. Yeah, because I was dying over here.
Fred's trying to put on a wig, and it was not working. All right, well, again, we got New Year's Eve to get down, and we got a lot to get to. So let's get the introductions and the party started. Welcome to the studio, Fred the Jester Reyes.
Yes, yes, end of the year party. Who else going to be here but the Jester? To continue to follow me at TSS Jester on Twitter.
Indeed, indeed. All right, so like I said, we got a busy show tonight. Don't forget, visit us, tssfantasy.com. All of our current rankings, up-to-date rankings are on there, so make sure you do visit us on there. That way, I know it's championship week, and there's no buys this week, so a lot to really dive into with the rankings. Make sure you get on there, check all those out. Also, visit Belly Up Sports Podcast, all the great podcasts on there from wrestling to racing. We got it all. Basketball's coming. Well, basketball's on now, so they got lots of basketball podcasts. Baseball, hockey, they got it all. Make sure to check us out. Don't forget on Sunday as well to check us out. Wake up with us, Belly Up, 8 to 9 a.m. And then 9 to 10, you got the Bears pregame show. 10 to 11, 4th and 4, 11, 12 with the Rough Cut. 12 to 1 with Dan Mader. We actually may do one on week 18 just if some of you might be in one of those leagues that actually have 2 weeks. So we'll do one final Sunday next week. So this won't be our final one, but they'll be wrapping up here soon, sad to say. All right, don't forget, tonight it is Happy New Year's Eve. Let's not talk about sad stuff. It's New Year's Eve. Let's party. Let's get down. You are partying with the Fantasy Show of the People. Let's get on, my man. Let's get on with some news. All righty, in the news, what dominates the news, unfortunately, is COVID, I hate to say. Put your mask on, get vaccinated, get your booster, because, man, it is going around like nasty. So let's talk about the players who are off, though, and it's big. It's championship week, so it matters. Dalvin Cook, off. You will have him active this week. Travis Kelce, he is active this week. If you survive without him, you will get to see him this week on your roster. Brandon Cooks is back as well. He's definitely been a moneymaker for some people, so definitely watch out for Brandon Cooks this week. Taysom Hill is back. I mean, again, the Saints offense really struggled I forgot the guy's name already. The Dolphins just trounced him.
Oh, it was his name again, that guy?
It was something. That's the Giant. I can't. Whatever. I wish DJ was here, the brain guy. He got all the stats. He'd be able to pull that out for us. And Trevor Siemian, his backup, also back, so he's good there. Adam Trotman, he's also back. Ramondre Stevenson is back, so that could affect Damian Harris owners this week. He may not see the full bulk load of carries. I still like him a lot this week, though, so I like Damian Harris. And Elijah Moore, he also looks like he could be back, but he's still dealing off that quad. So the question is to you, Fred. Some of these guys, you saw it with Tyreek Hill. They talked about – Patrick Mahomes talked about how he was basically exhausted. The COVID's no joke. I mean, if you do catch it, you're coming out. We're human beings. It does affect your lungs, and they go out and play. So it could affect some guys. Is there anybody here that you're looking at that you would, like Dalvin Cook, for example – Would you might think about sitting him in your championship week with the COVID situation coming into this week?
Of all the people that I would sit, it would probably Kelce. Dalvin Cook runs the ball all the time. So, he's always used to running, even though he had the COVID. He's still body-wise okay, be able to run. And you have Madison backing up, so you could actually take away some of the carries. But Kelce is the one that worries me. Big dude, heavy guy. You know, how much can you really go out there? He gets hit hard every time. Everybody, you know, you see the linebackers, the cornerbacks, the safety, just every time, just pounding on him. So he'll be the one that I'm worried about. I'll probably play him maybe half the reps. He already played. Everybody's got everything already situated. They're probably going to take the number one seed. Let him get healthy.
Yeah, indeed. So, you know, again, you know, you're in your championship. Let's not get cute. Ride the guys that got you there. You know, I would even take a, you know, a half winded Travis Kelce over some of the tight ends.
It's true.
So, you know, you might as well throw him in.
Like,
all right, let's talk about injury. Well, I'm sorry. Let's talk about injury news. Jimmy G, you know, the coach is saying that he could play this week, although they signed. Yeah, and they signed a QB. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. Trey Lance is going to start this week is what it looks like. And against the Houston Texans, I talked about this last – you know, you guys were laughing at me when I brought it up. Trey Lance, he's going to be – and we're going to talk about it a little bit in start and sits. If you need somebody to stream this week, it's not a bad option going against the Houston Texans. I like Trey Lance this week, so he's a definite – to me, if you need somebody, like if you have Lamar – and you know, he doesn't look like he's playing. We're going to talk about that in a second. But if you have him, he could be something to somebody to stream this week. Would your thoughts on that, Fred?
I agree. Trey Lance, he's going to start the game. I don't ever consider Houston a pushover. They do play for really hard. I just don't understand what's going on in San Francisco. They even put out there that Jimmy G might play. I think he's truly injured. He's like really hurt. And I mean, you have to start Trey Lance. I guess if you were down to your last quarterback and there was nothing on the waiver wire, sure, I would pick him up. He'd get you a couple of yards with his feet, his arm, and his Houston. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, like I said, if you're in a pinch, he's not a bad streaming option, to say the least. Eli Mitchell also looks like to be back this week. So, you know, heads up for that in that backfield where they like to run the football again against the Houston defense. So something to watch out for as well. Again, we mentioned Lamar a minute ago. Looked like he was hobbling. It does not look good for Lamar. Doesn't look like he's going to play. So again, you know, we talked about the matchup prior. Huntley, you know, Josh Johnson looked good in Huntley's play. So the offense is just set for that type of running quarterback, excuse me. So again, talked about a streaming option. Huntley's not a bad streaming option this week as well. So again, somebody to look out for this week.
I kind of like him. He's like a poor man's Lamar Jackson anyway. He still runs with his, he still gets his runs in. He's got a decent little arm. He likes Andrews. So yeah, I like Huntley.
Whatever week, I can't remember what week that was that he went
like
off.
2 weeks ago, right?
When it was very recent. He was QB one or two, I mean, that week. So
yeah, you know, I like him. I like him. He's a good replacement for him.
That's not a bad not bad to have, you know, one of the top five QB going into your championship week. So you know, again, something to look out for. Actually, somebody also look out for DeAndre Swift is back this week, is what it looks like. He was a full going practice. So, you know, again, in a struggling offense, you know, I'm not sure how much I trust him, but it's still Swift. You know, he's a big play guy. You'd like to see the QBs going to be dumping off because Jared Goff looks like he's not going to go either. So a lot of a lot of dump offs if Swift goes. How much are they? Is he going to play, though? It is the end of the year. They don't want to risk getting him hurt also. So that could also play in a factor into as well. So but again, I don't know. Let me ask you, would you start Swift this week in your flex?
No. He plays for Detroit. I don't see Detroit really. If I'm Detroit, yeah, I'm good. I want to put up a good game, but internally, I'm like, damn, I want to lose. It's already that time of year. Like, let's get this top five draft pick and start building for the future. Yeah. I know. Trust me, I'm a Jets fan.
And as a Dolphin fan, we get that as well for sure. All right. Also in the news, James Conner looks like he is going to be a game time decision. They are really just looking to manage him. And that's tough news, you know, to say even for Chase Edmond owners as well.
Yeah.
Ironically enough, since we're on the New Year special, we're going to get to this in a little bit. But I was going through the prediction show and it was so funny to listen to Greg. He was so high in Chase Edmonds. Like he was telling
me. Oh, I got to hear this one.
I didn't pull that. Well, I'm going to pull it. We're going to pull all that next week. I decided.
Okay,
all this other stuff I'm going to pull. All I pulled actually was just our predictions for the teams themselves. Like, all right, so
But
as I was listening, I heard that, and I was like, man, I'll pull that up next week.
I remember that way back when.
Yeah, yeah. He went on to say he would pay people not to draft Chase Edmonds. So I'm definitely going to pull that one up for sure. James Conner, okay, game time. Sam Darnold might be the starter this week. Crazy as that might sound, for Carolina. So I don't know how many people are starting Cam Newton this week, but, you know, just to make note, Sam Darnold, I definitely wouldn't be starting him. For example, bringing up some of these other quarterbacks, I'm definitely going Trey Lance over Sam Darnold this week.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Right, okay. Justin Fields, limited practice this week. So we're not really sure what's going to happen there with him. And, you know, Matt Nagy. So he'll end up screwing it up. As you said, I'm sure I'm going to pull that up, too. That was right on the nose, boy.
Like, as a right,
that, yeah, that was definite. All right. So we're going to take a commercial break. And today, instead of commercials, I got a few minutes of some outtakes from the season. So instead of running commercials, when we do our little breaks here, there'll just be some outtakes. When we come back, though, we're going to play back, do some New Year's fun. We're going to play back our predictions for the football teams themselves going forward this season. So we're going to play those in a second. Let's take a quick listen to some outtakes, though.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. All right, let's move on now. We have going on to our email segment.
Jason. Now
yes, sir.
To interrupt you, I think Freddie went to bed, bro.
He's not on. He fucking sucks. All right. Can't stand his ass. Anyway, ready? Let's do the emails.
Yo, Mike, I didn't want Jason to swing it to Freddie and be like,
Actually, you know what's funny is I wrote an email question for him down as everyone was talking.
Oh, wait, he's back.
Good, because I got an email question for his fuck ass.
What the hell, man?
Why does it sound like that?
Like what?
Oh my god, I can't.
I swear to God, I can't work under these circumstances.
I can't work under these conditions, Mike.
All right, let's go to
Mike. I got to rework my contract.
Let's go to the emails. Ready? All right, here we go. Let's move on now to the Steelers. Nick, what you got on your favorite team?
Oh, I was hoping we would save them to the end. But hey, you know what? Let's do it now. All right. So Pittsburgh is led by Juju Smith-Schuster. All right. I think he is arguably the best receiver. What's so funny? Okay. So he's...
All right, let's start that over. Nick,
what happened there?
Just go, bro. Just go.
Because Greg's laughing in the background.
This is why we have the extra time for fuck ups like this.
Jesus Christ. The fuck is wrong with this guy? All right, here we go. All right. You know what, Nick? We'll save your Steelers for last. Let's go to the Browns. Fuck it. All right, here we go.
Yeah, give him time on his Steelers.
There you go.
I didn't laugh.
Who cares? All right. 1, 2, 3.
Flanders was mad.
He gets so butthurt. Oh my goodness. Oh, he's gonna get butthurt when he hears this too.
He was so mad. He was like, "Why are you laughing?
What's so funny? Why are you laughing?"
What's so funny. And then the biggest funny thing is Juju Smith-Schuster will be the best wide receiver.
Oh, there's some great ones. There's some really good ones. Now, since you brought that up, again, it's on New Year, so we're going to have a little fun before we're going to do starts and sits and our ultimate teams and all that in a sec. Before we do that, though, we're going to play our predictions instead of our usual family feud time. We're going to do our predictions from earlier this season. This was way back in May. This is early. So I'm going to play – we're going to go through the AFC. So I'm going to play them. I had to go bit by bit. So we're going to play my AFC first. We'll play Greg's AFC. Now, excuse the graphics while I did this. Again, this took me a little bit of time. I couldn't figure out how to do it. But I got it done in the end. So excuse the graphics if you're watching. But here we go with the AFC. We'll talk about the AFC first after we get done. Let's talk about this. Here we go.
Man, so here we go. Out of the AFC East. Or we'll go to the AFC first. I like the Buffalo Bills to win the AFC East. I'm going to just be real about it.
What? Miami?
No Miami. I love it, of course. But the Bills, I like their team. You know, and it's funny because even in the 90s, I hated the fucking Bills. I even told quick story. I used to work at Dan Marino's restaurant here in Orlando, and Thurman Thomas happened to come in, and I happened to be waiting on him. And I just told him straight up. I said, Thurman, listen, I respect you. You're one of the greatest, but I can't fucking stand your ass. You know, fucking. And his wife, so funny, his wife was laughing. He didn't like that shit at all, though. Thank God she paid, because I'd be fucked on that one. Anyway, so, yeah, I like the Bills this year. I think they're going to be a good team. I like Josh Allen. I heard a lot of things about him talking trash to the other. I love that. Not for nothing. So, anyway, let's move on. AFC North, a surprise here. I like the Cleveland Browns to step up and win this division this year. A lot of talk about the Ravens and the Steelers. Steelers are taking a step back. Sorry, Ben, you're just way too up there for me, man. I see the Steelers taking a step back. I do like the Ravens this year. There's nothing wrong with the Ravens. I just like the firepower, the star power that the Browns have and the upgrades on the defense. I think they're going to be really good this year. Out of the South, we just talked about it. I had the Colts. Got to upgrade the Titans now, though. I put the Titans there because of the trade. I think that puts them on a whole other level. And then the West, of course, the Chiefs. I mean, we go here and there, but you can't argue with the Chiefs. So my wild will be the Baltimore Ravens, the Miami Dolphins, and the Colts. So that's where I'm at there. AFC Championship will be Bills versus Chiefs. My winner, surprise, Bills. So that's the AFC.
Hey! All right, here we go. Here's Greg. Greg AFC.
I agree with you on the AFC East. I like Buffalo and AFC East. I think Josh Allen and that offense is just on a tear right now, and it's their time to shine in the AFC East. So I'm really loving them. In the AFC North, I gotta disagree with you. I like Baltimore, man. I like you stated earlier, Lamar's in the contract year. This is his time to get paid. This is his time to show him what he's made of. So I love Baltimore. That defense is always strong. That running game is going to be strong. I think they're going to take the AFC North easily. AFC South, you know who I'm going to pick, Fred. I'm going with the Colts. Carson Wentz, Michael Pittman, T.Y. Hilton, and that strong Colts defense. I am picking them in the AFC South. I like what they've done. I think Carson Wentz is going to have a comeback season. I think he's going to be the comeback player of the year. Mark my words. AFC West, Kansas City. We don't have to harp on it. We know what they got in Kansas City, and Pat Mahomes is just that dude. Wild card. This hurts saying this. I think it's going to be Miami, Cleveland, and Tennessee.
Girl, you know it's true.
So, coming out of the AFC, in the AFC Championship, I'm not going to go through the whole playoffs, but I think in the AFC Championship, it's going to be Kansas City and the Colts, and I think Kansas City is going to pull it out and make it to their third Super Bowl in a row.
I was looking at that NFC graphic. I messed it up. All right. I'll talk about it in a second. All right. Let's go to Fred's AFC prediction.
I think almost the same thing as Jason. I have in the AFC West, I do have Kansas City. The East, even though I'm a Jets fan, like Jason, Miami, I did pick Buffalo. Their team is just better equipped. Yes, I did pick Tennessee out the South. I did pick them. I think they beat out Indianapolis. And Jason, like you, I picked, so it's not really a surprise, I picked Cleveland out the North. Mm. Now, my three wild cards are almost the same, except for one different. I'm pretty sure you know what team is not in there.
I sure do.
I ended up picking Indianapolis, just to let you know.
What?
They might squeak in. I did pick Baltimore because I just think their defense will take them again.
Freddie, don't do
it. But I picked the Chargers over the Dolphins.
Oh, my God.
I don't think he's going to say Jets, bro.
No. Herbert had a great year last year. I think he only gets better. I think that second year together, everybody just gels. I like their team, man. I really like their offense. I really, really do. And I think Herbert's going to be really special.
Nice.
Now, I did have the whole breakdown, but I don't want to take too much time. I ended up having the wild card Tennessee versus Baltimore. KC and Buffalo will meet in a divisional championship with KC going to the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah. Hey, man. Hey, it's starting to look like it's coming to fruition. Watch out. I mean,
a lot of it is, though. That's what's funny. So we're pretty on track. The only thing, you know, a few little mistakes here. Like the, you know, we didn't predict the rise of the Bengals. I mean, so the Bengals were surprised that they promoted.
It's the AFC North that kind of messed us up because we both took Cleveland and he took the Ravens.
Right.
It looks like Cincinnati's going to take it all.
Also, now this was back in May. So the OBJ, all that didn't happen yet. I thought they have OBJ and I thought Kareem and the Hunt. And, you know, that's what I was envisioning for the Browns, you know. But, you know,
are they totally out of it yet?
No, they're still in it. I just don't think they're winning that division, but they're,
I think they're
still in it. I think everyone we put up there is still basically in it. There's nobody that's crazy.
Yeah, man. Not for nothing, as fantasy experts now, I'm pretty happy. I picked Buffalo, Titans, KC to win the division. That's all coming. Even my wild cards are still in there. I got Baltimore, Indy, and Greg laughing about me about the Chargers, but they're right there.
They are. I mean, the other thing we didn't predict was the Patriots, but we, you know, they might be falling out here. Well, you never know. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. All right. So, you know, again, now, you know, there's still some couple weeks left. So still some stuff. Now, again, next week when we do some shows, we're going to wrap things up next week and we're going to really deep dive into our deep dives in the summer. And we're going to go into that stuff and see how close we were there. Now let's go to the NFC again. I apologize. I messed up the graphic a little. But you'll hear what they say in here. So here we go.
Sorry. So NFC East, I got the Dallas Cowboys. I've been talking about them all year. I'm not going to go on and on. Now, the North is interesting. And I even was looking at the North, and I'm like, man, if Aaron Rodgers – not only does Aaron Rodgers not come – like, I have them, of course, the Packers winning in the North, if Aaron Rodgers is there. But if Aaron Rodgers doesn't go to the Packers, I legit think the NFC North is the worst division in football. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at these teams, and I'm like, ugh. Like, they're not very good. So, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back, I don't know who the hell is going to win that division. NFC South, you got to put the champs back, the Bucks, until they prove otherwise. And then in the West, I put another maybe surprise is I put the Arizona Cardinals. I love their offense. They upgraded the defense with J.J. Watt, Malcolm Butler. Really like the Cardinals this year. So, my wild cards are Seahawks, FT, and the Giants. That's right. I think three NFC East teams are going to the playoffs after last year barely making it with their division winner. The NFC Championship, Cowboys versus Bucks. Cowboys are the winners. And my Super Bowl is Bills versus Cowboys, a rematch of Super Bowl 27.
I don't know what's so funny about that. That's a definite possibility. There's no doubt about
Bills versus who? Cowboys?
Yeah.
I don't see the Cowboys making it, man. It's tough in the NFC, man.
Oh, the NFC is tough, but you can't tell me they're not one of the top three teams.
Maybe top four teams.
Go ahead.
I like Arizona, the Rams, and the Bucks.
You like Arizona?
And Packers.
I was gonna say Packers. You could go Packers. I could see the case for the Packers. I could see Bucks maybe too, just because they're champs. I don't know if I would go Cardinals where they're playing right now.
What about the Rams? Cowboys.
I don't know. Huh?
What about the Rams?
I'm still not a believer in the Rams. I believe Matt Stafford will choke it right now.
Your teams are still in it. So hey,
that's a good fantasy prediction.
Go.
Speaking of teams that are still in it, let's hear Greg's NFC predictions.
Moving on to the NFC. Man, NFC East, it has me torn because listening to Freddie the past couple of weeks and the way he's been breaking down the Giants and the way that you've been talking so highly of Saquon Barkley, Jason, as well, man, it's going to come down between the Giants and the Cowboys. And I got to give the slight edge to the Giants. I'm going to give the Giants a division. They're going to bounce back. I think Danny Dimes is going to have a comeback season as well. And I think Saquon is going to have a great season with that offense. With the NFC North, Jason, I'm with you on this. I'm looking up and down this division. And it's like, if Aaron Rodgers isn't there, who is going to step up and take a hold of this division? So my thing is, if Aaron Rodgers is there, yes, Green Bay Packers got it all day. But I like Minnesota, man. I like if Kirk Cousins can get his head right, they got a great tandem with Thielen and
Jefferson
and then Dalvin Cook, man. You got weapons on that team. And if the defense can be somewhat decent, they can go ahead and make a run. This is their opportunity. It's like, not to make a basketball reference, but it's like when Michael Jordan retired for those two seasons. It's like, you know, Houston took advantage of it. Like, this is Minnesota's time to take advantage. If Aaron Rodgers does not play or gets traded, it's your time to take hold of this division. The NFC South, come on, man. It's Tampa. It's Tom Brady. It's TB12. It's Mike Evans. It's Godwin. Atlanta's not ready. Carolina has Sam Darnold. New Orleans is still a question mark for who their quarterback is going to be. NFC South is going to be Tampa. The West, toughest division in football, bro. Oh, man. You picked Arizona. I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to pick Seattle. I think Russell Wilson is going to pull it out and win a division for the second year in a row. But for my wild card teams, I got Arizona. I got the Rams. And I got the Giants. And I think coming out of the NFC is going to be Seattle versus Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
That's an interesting one.
That's different. Okay.
I got to go out on a limb.
Yeah, you went out on a limb, all right.
Seattle's on the limb.
Oh boy, I don't know. Someone gonna get the dumbass award. I don't know. That might be the one. Let's see what Frank got to say about the NFC. Let's see what he got.
Now NFC Tampa. No need to say more. Now I think we all had different teams in the West. I had St. Louis. Coming out. The LA Rams. Now, I think, I went back 3 years. The LA Rams, I think the addition of Stafford over Goff makes them take the division again. Wow. With the stout defense, the running game, I think Stafford really puts them at the division, at the top of the division. I think Minnesota is going to take the division with or without Rodgers. It's their time. I think Dalvin Cook. And I think the weapons they have, I just think it's time. If they don't do it this year, everybody being healthy, I don't see it ever happening. And, of course, I picked the Giants out the East. Now, my three wild card teams, I picked Dallas. I hate Dallas, but I picked them. Green Bay. And I did pick Seattle. I don't know. I think Russell Wilson's going to get traded after this year. I think he's going to have a phenomenal year. Now, at the end of the day, I think nobody's going to be able to stack up to Tampa. I think this is their final run. So I think they're going to go all out this year. Tampa versus KC in a repeat, but this time KC is going to win the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Yeah. The only one that messed me up on that damn wild card is Seattle. And then, of course, the Giants let us down. Jesus.
Hey, funny enough, I saw while we were listening that Flanders tried to come in. I'm going to text him now, see if we can get him up in New York there. So,
man, that'd be cool.
He was having some difficulty, it looked like. But all right, we'll check it out. All right, we're going to take another quick commercial break. Again, we're going to hear some outtakes. While we're listening to some outtakes, when we get back, we're going to do starts and sits, because that's important. It's championship week. For this championship week, we're going to talk about the start and sits next, but here's some outtakes while you wait.
Two, three. Mm-hmm. Nice. And we're moving on to the season, week 6. Woo. And this one I picked the Thursday night game, the game I always hate in fantasy because it's like, damn, I don't want to start players because if they don't do well, I'm fucked all week. Who is spraying shit? Fucking stop. Jesus Christ. Thursday night football. Jesus fuck. You did it the last show. Stop doing that. What? God damn. All right. I'm going to go back.
Yo, no one got my never ending story fucking reference? Like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't get nothing from that. Y'all remember that movie?
No, I was too young for that movie, bro.
Oh my God.
That's with that stupid white thing flying in the air, right? With the looking dragon or some shit.
Oh my God, they were running dog. From the nothing in the whole movie.
Well, I was told not to interrupt, so I didn't.
Well, you could have just laughed or, you know, said, right on, Jay.
Right on, Jay. You're all right. Well.
All right, here we go. All right, I love that corny shit, bro. All right.
One week.
So somehow we picked the same game, week seven. That's crazy.
I sent you my picks first, Jason. That's you. I'm
messing.
Oh, my actually, God. No, you didn't. But anyway, moving on. Let's move on to week eight.
We cannot post.
Let's move on to week eight. Let's move on to week eight.
As I went through our bloopers, I realized why Mike the Straw is no longer.
I remember that day with the spray. Like, who is spraying shit?
Oh, fucking killing me. All right, we got to get to it. It's championship week, so let's get to the nitty gritty. It's time to listen to do some starts and sits for the championship week.
Oh, and we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom.
Oh, all right. Let's see here.
So bringing up the starts. Now, again, I told you earlier, I like Trey Lance in this matchup. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. Now, again, I'm throwing these up to, again, I can't give you some obvious one. But this is somebody, if you need somebody to play with Lamar, somebody you're looking at, this is the guy I like this week. Now, Houston is not that, you know, slouch as far as fantasy QBs. They're actually, 10th. Against fantasy QBs. So they do a decent job, but again, with Trey Lance's ability to run on the ground and to make plays, I like him a lot against the Houston defense. You know, again, this is a championship week. No risk it, no biscuit. He's somebody that can get you big points in the championship. Talk about your starter at quarterback this week, Fred.
Listen, man, it's playoff time. I can't be putting no scrubs up here. I'm going with the gusto. I need Kyler Murray. I need him to take Arizona to the promised land and take me to the promised land and this championship. I know nobody knows about the league, the LSFL, thelsfl.com, but if you look it up, you're going to see I am in the championship. I need Kyler Murray. Let's go.
Is this really what you're doing, basing your starts and sits on, is your own team, bro? I mean, this is what we're doing now? Oh, my goodness.
It's the championship week.
This is embarrassing. Oh, my goodness. All right.
I mean, look. You think I'm going to put, look at the juice, Taysom Hill. I ain't putting that scrub up there. There's no way.
What's strange is he put him in the week prior. I think he likes his running ability. I think that's really what it is for him with him. I keep seeing him pop up on his starts. Flanders got Jalen Hurts. That's no surprise neither.
That's okay. That's a good start. But if you start Taysom Hill, man, you might be in trouble.
Yeah, and I feel bad because Flanders wasn't in the, you know, and he wasn't around when we did the prediction show. So we didn't have predictions for him. If you're wondering why I didn't hear anything on his side. But, you know, again, we already know what it'd be. It'd be the Pittsburgh versus
Philadelphia. Steelers versus Eagles in the Super Bowl.
So, all right, let's go on to our running back startups this week. I have somebody, if you're looking for somebody off the cuff or definitely at least in your flex position, I like David Montgomery against the New York Giants. Giants not very good against fantasy running backs, and David Montgomery likes to run that pill. Chicago likes to run the pill a lot with David Montgomery. I like the matchup for him, and I like David Montgomery a lot this week. Talk about your start at running back this week because it's a big mystery.
Yeah, because, you know, I was just thinking, I'm like, who would I start this week that I really need? And boom, Jason and Jonathan Taylor's thing pops up in my mind. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to start this guy. He is a must start. He's going to win somebody a championship.
I mean, that is in-depth analysis when you're telling our listeners, go start the best running back in football. I mean, that's
do not sit him this week, no matter what you do. He's a start. Let's see what the juice got. He got Najee Harris. That's a definite start. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, he alluded to being retiring, that it might be his last game in Pittsburgh in Heinz Field. So, I mean, they might actually do really well this week.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But Najee Harris, again, I think everyone's starting Najee Harris if you got him. Tonio Gibson's, I think, a decent, play for Nick. I mean, he wanted to go against his own Philly D. I guess he had no trust in them. But as I'm looking them up here, they are against fancy QBs, or running back, 17th.
Mediocre.
So it might not be a bad play for him. As far as Montgomery was concerned, by the way, now that I have that pulled up, Giants are 24th against fantasy running back. So that was the reason why I pulled him up there. All right, next, we'll go to the running back. I have Devonta Smith going into the same matchup. We were talking about FT a minute ago. They are 30th against fantasy wide receivers. I like Devonta Smith this week. It's your championship week. Go against those weak secondaries. Look what Dak Prescott did to them last week. I think that's why Flanders likes Hurts this week.
Yeah, he lit them up last week. Jeez. So, them fighting on the sideline with each other.
Exactly. Let's go to your starting receiver because it's another big mystery.
Yeah, man. I was like, you need a couple of points to win the championship. Who would you go to? Nobody else than Davante Adams. Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball at him. You know, we need the points. It's the final games of the season. They want to show how good they are. Definitely got to start Davante Adams. Make sure you start him. Do not sit him this week.
Yeah, the juice has Antonio Brown against your Jets, who actually are number 8 against fantasy receivers. So
yeah, we're not that bad.
I know. And Antonio Brown though, he's gonna get the ball fed to him. So I like the matchup. It's a good play for him. Totally, I do like that. And looks like CeeDee Lamb for the Jets. He's in love with those kids. Look at this NFC East lineup as I'm looking at it. Jalen Hurts, Antonio Gibson, CeeDee Lamb. He's just going down the NFC East lineup.
There you go.
I mean, what's going on? I know you're on vacation, bro. Let's tighten up a little bit. All right, let's go on to the tight end where I have for my tight end this week, Tyler Higbee. And again, let's say why not to a defense that has struggled to stop basically anything. The Ravens are 28th versus fantasy tight ends. So again, this is just an off the cuff tight end, unlike Freddie, who's going to tell you,
No, it isn't. I took Dawson Knox. You said something last week to me that when we were talking about the New England Buffalo game, and you were like, I bet you Buffalo comes out and destroys them for the last time, what they did to them. And lo and behold, it happened. They came out, dominated the game. And now I don't think Mac Jones, now he's starting to feel the effects of the quarterback. Anyway, we'll take that for later. But I think Buffalo, on the other hand, this is the time of year where they are going to take the division. They are going to step up. And no better. I see cold weather games. I see Josh Allen, Dawson Knox. I see that happening too.
Indeed. All right. Defensively, I got Chargers against the Broncos. I mean, it's the Broncos offense. They're struggling. And you have the Bucks versus your own Jets. I don't think we need to get into that.
Yeah, we don't need to get into that one. I'm surprised about the juice, though. The 49ers?
Yeah, well, the 49ers playing the Texans. Well, yeah, because we talked about David Mills here. He's been a little darling of our show.
Yeah, he throws for 350. You know, he's a good completion. Brandon Cooks is back. I don't know.
He's had some weird starts and sits. Let's talk about our sits now. Let's go to that. Now, I went off the cuff a little bit as far as the quarterbacks are concerned, because if you are going into your fantasy championship, you more than likely have Justin Herbert as your QB. And I'm going to be crazy enough to tell you to sit him this week. They are playing the reason why, though, they are playing the Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos are number 3 against fantasy QBs. If there's a better option out there, look for something else. This could be a trouble for you in your championship week. Fred, what about your sit-em?
I picked Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is really up and down. I think it's time for him to go down. I just didn't believe in him this week. Honestly, I didn't even forget who the hell he was playing. But when I looked at the schedule, I was like, oh, this is not going to be good. Let me sit him this week. But I see you guys really pick some high-profile quarterbacks, which has really got me looking really strange. I look at Kyler Murray's up there for the juice. Like,
Yeah. So Kyle. Yeah, I know. That's what sucks when he does with do these weird ones, because the Cowboys defense, they do. Now, again, we have talked about it all season. Like they are opportunistic and good fantasy defense, but they aren't going to stop you all game. So I, you know, that's a little bit of mystery to me too. I do agree.
Who's Dak Prescott playing this week? Dallas.
I'm sorry. One more time.
Who is Dallas playing this week? That the
I just said that they're playing the Cowboys and Cardinals are playing each other.
Oh, so they went against each other. Okay, yeah, I think they're both nuts. I mean, you went bold as well. I mean, Herbert. If any one of them three quarterbacks are in the fantasy bowl, you're starting any one of them three and letting it ride. I mean,
yeah, I don't know though. Again, if there's a better matchup, you might want to think about Justin Herbert this week. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's go. Cordell Patterson. This is our guy's my sit him at running back this week. I've said it all year. He's been matchup free, not for the last 3 weeks. And playing the Bills this week. That's a huge matchup. Tough matchup. Don't like that at all. Cordell Patterson, sit. Who do you got for your sit?
Ezekiel Elliott. So most people are playing, but I know they're playing the Cardinals, and now I know who Matt Ryan's playing. They play the Bills, but yeah, I think that's the one thing that they're gonna have to beat them in the air for Dallas to beat the Cardinals. I think they'll shut down Ezekiel Elliott. I think they play really tough against them. I like their front four.
Yeah, Cardinals are tough defense all the way around. That's why when we go look at what a great segue right to Amari Cooper for receivers on my end for sit-ems this week. Going again against the Arizona Cardinal defense. And by the way, really quick, they are number four against fantasy running backs, Fred. Sorry, I meant to say that before I segued. And again, going against this Arizona Cardinal defense, they are tough all the way around. So looking at them on against the fantasy receivers, though, not so tough, 28th, but still a tough matchup. I say I don't like Amari Cooper this week. Put him as a sit-em. Who do you have for your sit-em this week, sir?
I have Hunter Renfro. I praised him last week because he was the leader of the receiving corps for the Raiders. I believe they're playing Kansas City, if I'm correct. Am I correct?
The Kansas City's playing the Bengals. They're playing the Colts. The Raiders playing the Colts.
Oh, that's why I did it. Yeah, the Colts are tough. They've been proving that their defense is tough. And now they can zero in on Renfro because the Waller still ain't back yet. Yeah, I respect Renfro. I like what he did, but you have to sit him. But I want to say something real quick. I love the way that he picked Prescott, you picked Amari, and I picked Zeke. We don't believe in Dallas for sure.
Well, you know, Arizona's been a tough D to play against, so I think that's what we're seeing, at least from our side anyway. All right, let's go to the tight end. I got Gesicki this week, and the reason why, it's not because, you know, I'm like scared of the Titans, but although the Tennessee Titans are number four against fantasy tight ends. But it was something I saw last week. Let me just say this, since I have a little bit tiny platform. Mike Gesicki, quit being such a prima donna pussy and take the ball and go upfield. I'm tired of the showboating, the running, the flips, the first down signs. Take the ball and go upfield. You're a tight end, bro. Go upfield. That's what we need. First downs. I don't need showboat highlight. You're not fast enough. You're not Travis Kelce, bro. Hate to tell you, he's my sit him this week. Who do you got as your sit, Fred?
I got CJ Uzma. The Bengals, I don't think the Bengals gonna really utilize him that much against Kansas City's defense. They've been stepping up lately, 8 games in a row. They're gonna have to throw it in the air with Jamar Chase. I'm surprised Juice had him. Higgins, Boyd. I don't think Uzma is gonna be out of the picture this week.
All right, and I have
I want to show Flanders got Schultz, another Dallas Cowboy.
Hey, yeah, that's true. We hit it on all cylinders. I got Seahawks surprisingly as my sit-em defense, but I did that was before the Goff news. I thought Goff was playing and with Swift, and I thought, ooh, that might be a nice little tasty surprising matchup. But I might change that up now that there's no Goff. So let's just be real about it. All right, who do you let's talk about your sit. Talk about the Ravens this week.
I picked the Ravens. They're playing
awful on defense.
Yeah, I used to be a stout supporter of the Ravens defense, especially the first 8 to 10 weeks. They even tricked me for a few weeks in the middle. And I guess I'm finally realizing they're not what they used to be.
Yeah.
And then, definitely. Oh, Flanders wants to bite off me and put down the Ravens as well.
I see that.
We'll give you a pass because you're in New York, but
you guys are copying off each other. And this guy goes the Dolphins defense. This is the hottest defense in the league. Against Ryan Tannehill and who? Dr. Foreman, I'm so scared. All right, let's take a quick break and hear some more outtakes because we're going to be wrapping up soon. We get back, we'll talk about our ultimate teams and some flip-floppers for this week.
We just talked about Dak Prescott. You got Zeke Elliott. Dalvin Cook. Mike, if you really want to start talking about people's pronunciation, I got you all day. Let's go. Back to week eight. Going back to week eight, Minnesota Cowboys. Listen, Dak, you got Dak Prescott again. I think I'm really high on Dak this year. I think they're going to have a great season. You got Zeke in this game, obviously. Amari Cooper, the whole Cowboys offense. And on the other side, Kirk Cousins. You got Thielen. You got Justin Jefferson? I can't remember. He was great last year. And Dalvin Cook. And Dalvin Cook as well. So, not for nothing. Very
not
good.
Not for nothing. Yeah.
Bop, 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 bop.
Fred, I mean, Greg, that's you.
Listen. Just to backtrack, I'm looking at text messages, and Jason, you post the pick Falcons and Dolphins for week 7.
So. Oh, yeah. Damn.
All over the place. Damn, Jason, sorry. Get your life together.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. When you don't have shit else to do in your fucking day, just sit there and smoke Newports and fucking whine about the weather, then let me fucking know, bro, because I got a thousand things I'm doing.
I do,
because I picture your sad ass sitting by a window, smoking cigarettes, whining about the fucking rainy weather. Freddy. That's you, bitch.
Freddy, here we go.
Okay, so well, is it my turn? No. That was the whole Mike and Jason dialogue. What the
Oh, we can laugh about it now, man. That's
Jeez, that was the commission, the straw. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're cracking up again, man. That's awesome. All right,
let's Newport's looking out the window.
All right, let's talk about ultimate team for week, what fucking week? Week 17. Here we go. All right, here's our ultimate teams. All right, I got Tom Brady. I mean, again, talking about the Jets, that's who I got as my ultimate starter this week. I like the matchup. I like Tom Brady trying to get ready for the playoffs. You know it's Tom Brady time. You know what he's going to do. So on as far as John Taylor goes, all of us got that. So don't
clean
really
sweep, baby.
Damian Harris I like this week. Again, we were just talking about, Ramondre Stevenson being back. But it's Damian Harris last week. If you saw what he did, Bill Belichick is really leaning on that run game. They are really pounding the football. I like Damian Harris a lot this week. So I go Damian Harris for sure. Again, I have my Pro Bowl NFC receivers, Devontae Adams and Cooper Kupp in my receiver slot. No big deal there. And then the third on the receiving core for the NFC Pro Bowl, Deebo Samuel. I mean, it's just that easy. Rob Gronkowski, again, I like the combo going against the Jets. Matt Gay, the kicker for the Rams. And, again, Bills defense against the Falcons. Like that matchup a lot. All right, Mr. Jesta, talk about your ultimate team.
Love Kyler Murray. Not only does he have to take me to the promised land, he needs to take Arizona to the promised land. The last four games, they haven't been playing too well. This rests solely on Kyler Murray. He needs to show that he's a superstar. He needs to get his job done. I believe in Nick Chubb, I guess me and the juice, because It's all going to ride on anything that Cleveland does. If they make the wild card, it's going to be on Nick Chubb. We can't rely on Baker Mayfield. Hunt's not there. It has to be Nick Chubb. Tyreek Hill, he's definitely going to show out. That showing last week was treacherous. I think he had like one or two receptions. It was bad. Davante Adams, I already spoke about earlier. I think him and Rodgers are going to do the connection. I think they're going to win the division and set the tone to take the number one seed in the playoffs. Michael Pittman. I think he has a big game. I think the whole Indianapolis Colts have a big game this week. Dawson Knox, I picked Buffalo, of course. Justin Tucker, I thought I have folk, but either or, they're both really good. And the Bucs defense, they're going against my lowly Jets. I don't want the Jets to win another game the rest of the season. I am good now.
Sounds good. He's like, I'm ready for a draft pick, indeed.
Right, two top 10 picks. Let's go.
All right, so we all differed on QBs. Flanders got Jalen Hurst. Juice likes Josh Allen this week. Everybody got Jonathan Taylor. Juice went with Nick Chubb this week. He likes that matchup. Flanders like Antonio Gibson. We all kind of went with the Deebo Samuel, Cooper Kupp. Flanders went with Justin Jefferson, though, and Antonio Brown. So he threw those in the mix. And he threw Kittle in as the tight end. Bucks D. As his defense, and Patriots D for the juice.
You know what? I think Kittle might be a sneaky play this week. Like you said, Trey Lance is starting. Every rookie quarterback needs a safety net. Kittle might be all right this week.
Kittle might be real good. I like Deebo Samuel in that respect, too, because they may be handing the ball off too to make those plays. He's been scoring all the way. Doesn't really matter. Just give him the ball. He's going to take it. All right, let's go on to our final Flander floppies for 2021. Gucci flip flops, make a kick rock. It's a big clock. Shake the wrist watch.
Gucci flip flops, fuck you, hit your bitch and massage. This a big. I'm gonna listen to that terrible song in entirety one day and see if it's any good. Cause it's, I like the little cut you got.
Yeah, the cut's good though. Brett, I meant to say to you too, next season we're going to have the same segment too, but I want to do it like we used to do the SWAT of the week. And that's how you can apply it, the person who sucks and you SWAT them. I think we're going to do that. We're going to do that next year. All right. Let's talk about Flanders Floppies. He does not like Joe Burrow versus this Kansas City Chiefs defense, who all of a sudden have now starting to pick things up a little bit. So, you know, again, he's not here to defend his argument, so I don't really know why he thinks. Maybe he's thinking off that big performance, he's gonna not be as good. But yeah,
maybe a little bit of a letdown. Maybe he's thinking.
Right.
I think when you play, go ahead.
No, you're good. I just like him in this matter. Like you're about to say, you're playing KC. You got to
throw
the ball.
You got to throw the ball. Like Mixon ain't gonna get it done. He's not gonna keep up to them. I don't know. Really?
So I'm a little confused about that one, but again, you know, if you know he's here, he could defend it a little bit better. But you know, again, KC defense, you know, to his credit, has been stepped up as of late, so that might be why he actually chose the combo with Jamar Chase as well. He doesn't like him versus KC either, so he thinks they're gonna flop hard. We'll see. Najee Harris this week also a flop, which surprises us for the Steeler homer. But he doesn't like the matchup with the Browns on the Monday night. And listen, you know, I will have to say, in championship week, there is kind of, I don't know, it would kind of feel nice to have somebody there for that Monday night miracle if you need them. So, you know, I don't know. I kind of, again, disagree, but, you know, we'll see.
I agree with you. I disagree with that, too. Steelers versus Browns, it's always a hard-nosed fought conference game. Najee Harris is going to run the ball a lot. Chubb is going to run the ball a lot. I don't agree with that one either. I don't know if that's going to be a flop.
Yeah, he's now he's got 49ers D as a flop. Now, we talked about we were surprised Greg went as a start against Houston, remember, because we said, you know, they've been putting up a good amount of points. So I can kind of see them being a flop. Because you have people thinking they're going to have a good week, like Greg. I mean, there's the example there. He's thinking they're going to have a decent week, and you know, again, we'll see. Tight end wise, he's got Dalton Schultz as the tight end. He's going to sit. I think the big reason why Arizona Cardinals are number two against fantasy tight ends, so that might be why he's not liking his matchup so much. Yeah. All right. He's on here now. We got a couple seconds to get him in. What's up, Mr. Flanders from New York? What's going on, man?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Glad that you could come on. We only got a couple minutes because we got to kill it off because New Year's about to come off and we got to get running. But Happy New Year. How's it going up in New York?
It's not bad. It's about 45 degrees out. It's pretty tame. Pretty tame.
Nice.
I got a question for Nick. I want to know about the two flops.
Which ones?
We want to know why you got Burrow and Chase as a flop against the Chiefs.
I guessed.
Okay. What is it? Najee Harris or was it
Najee Harris? Yeah, Najee Harris. Browns.
Well, that Pittsburgh line ain't looking too swell, and Cleveland's got something to prove. So I'm gonna go with that. But on Burrow and Chase, I didn't want to chase the dragon from last week from their record-setting weeks. So again,
called it.
I guess.
Yeah, Jason called that one. He was like, "That's what we thought about the letdown."
Yeah, that's what we thought. Most definitely.
All right, well, Nick, before you come out, we've been playing these all night, and before we close out, I want to make sure I got our last one in. We've been playing a little outtake from our old shows. You missed some of yours, unfortunately. This is one of old me and Mike's old kind of fun stuff. So let's play the last one so you get the last one in for 2021. Get that ball dropping.
Brad. No way. Dude, Jason,
this is your podcast.
Go ahead, Greg.
You're making you sound
Mike, what do you
let's
do?
Do some analysis.
What do you do? What podcast do you have? You have terrible. Nothing. Shut the fuck up.
Terrible. Me and Greg need a mute button for you, too.
Yo, Greg, how we call it? PTS?
All right, listen. Listen. All right. So we're gonna start in week 7, where I have.
No!
Yeah, that's exactly right. Listen, and not for nothing.
He looks stupid. He looks stupid.
I don't give a fuck. We're not gonna sit here and keep going on and on. Listen. All right. So we're gonna go to week. Everyone, shut the fuck up, so we can move on. Jesus Christ, going to week 7. All right, here we go. So, moving on to week 7, I have the Falcons at the Dolphins. What a great matchup this is. The Dolphins with Tua, Waddle. Mike. Yo, bro, serious fucking talk. When you start talking, Mike, I'm going to go, shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ.
You have to leave this on the show. This shit is fucking
shut the fuck up.
He's not. He won't.
He got to. No.
I'm not going to listen to this dumb ass because he's not even making – like, he thinks it's funny. I don't – what is funny?
Out the window.
The fuck is funny? Anyway, week 7.
Oh my
ready
God,
now? Are we ready? Let me know when you're ready, Mike.
I can't stop. What do you want me to
all
do,
cool.
bro?
I'll just sit here and wait.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, please do not
go.
Wait no longer.
Let's go. Let's
then shut
go.
The fuck
this
up.
Guy.
All right.
All right.
What the?
That's the fun stuff right there. Listen, it's all love. All right, we got to close out, so I want to make sure everyone gets a little
high quality
second here.
Programming you got right there. I'll tell you what.
Hey, it's our New Year show. I know it's in New York. I know everything's getting exciting. I got to close out though here shortly. So listen, really quick, kick it to you, Flanders. Happy New Year to you, sir. Happy New Year to everyone. We love you. Thank you for taking this ride with us. And hopefully the next season will be even better. Nick, you got anything to say before we close out real quick?
No, thank you. Well, actually, yes, I do. Thank you to all our fans for sticking with us on this journey. It hasn't been easy, but I'll tell you what, it's been real fun and it's been worth it. And I cannot wait to get back to do it again next season.
Indeed. Freddie, anything real quick?
Yeah,
I'm
love
sorry,
you guys. Follow us at TSS Jester. Well, don't forget, I still try to come on once a week, even during the off season, and continue this journey throughout the
yeah. We'll still gonna have some shows next week and during the playoffs, so we'll have some fun stuff for you still left in store and stuff before next season. So don't worry, we'll be here. Happy New Year, TSS family. We appreciate you. We are out.
Go Birds.
Last time.
And 2021, we're out.